This is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast today. We're continuing to share with you on the subject of rejection. As we've given you two messages on this, talking about the area of rejection and what it does to you, how it can bring hurts and wounds if you don't deal with it properly. And we've talked about how the different means how we are rejected, and it's important for us to deal with that. The wrong reactions to rejection will open up the door for demonic spirits to come in you and bring much damage. You know, Jesus, he was acquainted with rejection. He was despised and rejected of men. But Jesus, he did not get hurt. He didn't get wounded. He didn't have all these soul realm problems. He didn't have these demonic strongholds coming into him, even though he was rejected. When you get rejected, you don't have to be hurt, you don't have to be wounded, and you don't have to react in a wrong way or readjust your life if you deal with things properly. Rejection, if you don't deal with it properly, will bring real hurts and wounds. And it's important. Every one of us are going to experience rejection, but you can avoid it if you do the right thing. If you learn to do what God's Word says, you'll live above hurt if you react correctly, and that is to get your eyes off self, get your eyes on Jesus, walk in love, separate their sin from the person, and forgive that person immediately. And do not take anything personally that is said that would be self-destructive. Anything that you have a question about or anything that comes to you, if someone rejected you for a specific reason, you take it to the Lord immediately and you let the Lord minister to you. And he's not going to bring hurt. He would sit there and maybe correct you on some areas or show you what you should do, but you are not going to receive hurt or wounds from the Lord. Rejection is got to be dealt with properly in your life. Wrong reactions to rejection, one of those is a fear of rejection. That's where you build walls around the real self so you don't get hurt again. You create these false defense mechanisms such as, who can I trust anymore? That's distrust and mistrust comes into you. Or, will I be hurt again by the ones that hurt me? And you tend to withdraw and escape and suppress things. Will others inflict wounds on me again? Then you get a fear that people won't love you. And this fear of rejection takes root. Another wrong reaction is self-rejection. Here's where someone decides there must be something wrong with me that makes people not like me. Now that may be true that you have a problem, but you don't want to take it in a way that would be self-rejection. If you have a problem that you need to deal with an area of sin, you immediately go to the Lord and let the Lord minister to you so you make the correction as the Lord is ministering to you, but you don't reject yourself. You may need to repent and let the Lord deliver you, but do not reject yourself. If you reject yourself, you seek to change your personality on your own, and that will open up the door to demonic personalities to come in. And actually, when you reject yourself, you're burying the real self. And furthermore, if there's areas of need for repentance in your life, you're not going to deal with it. You're just trying to cover that problem over by changing some situations in your own life by rejecting yourself. And you're going to warp the real you. If you get rejected, you've got to forgive immediately, you've got to walk in love, and we've got to remember that we've got to love ourselves, value ourselves, because we are valuable and precious. Another wrong reaction to rejection is rebellion. If you've been rejected, then a lot of people can get a hatred of authority, and they begin to rebel. This is what happens a lot of times when a child. Child hasn't been loved by the parents, rejected by the parents, not corrected properly, and so they get rebellious towards authority. If they don't love me, why should I respect them? Whenever you react wrongly and you don't love those in authority, you rebel. And so this is why we need to love those in authority. We're going to submit to them. At the same time, we're going to deal properly with a rejection, forgiving them. Rebellion's never excused, and that we never can justify our actions through rebellion. And this is important that we watch. You know, if we get rebellious, many people they'll get stubborn, they'll get selfish, they'll have outward manifestations, even in rebellion, of going into drugs or alcohol or fornication or disobedience to parents. And this is a great mistake. Another wrong reaction to rejection is bitterness. Bitterness is an evil fruit that's produced by one's unwillingness to forgive another's trespasses. If you don't forgive, you're going to be turned over to the tormentors. And that root of bitterness, as it talks about in Hebrews 12, that'll grow, get stronger through repeated rejections. And without forgiveness, then you'll just feed on those hurts. It produces anger and hatred, retaliation, and negative attitudes. In fact, the devil will even bring in a spirit of memory recall. That's a companion spirit to bitterness, and it'll keep the painful memories of the past hurts alive, and they'll have you continually review in your mind over and over and over the things and the events that happened that caused your hurt. You don't want to do that. You do that, you're opening up the door for the enemy to work. Self-pity, that's another inward reaction to rejection. That's a form of self-affliction where you more or less can permit yourself to indulge in thoughts of, I was treated unfair. And you become miserable. You say, poor old me. It brings depression, inferiority, insecurity, inadequacy, that there's something wrong with me, and that's a wrong reaction. Escapism, where people will run and hide. That's what a lot of hurt people do. They'll become escape artists. They'll find all these different ways to escape. They might escape into alcohol, drugs, TV, movies, books, shut out reality some way, and withdraw into unreality. And this is another thing. Many people also, they escape through sleep. They just go and sleep. Or they escape through something. They'll find something else to deal with to escape the hurt and wound that has come. Another is guilt. So many people, if they've been rejected, they could take guilt and condemnation. They say, well, I must have deserved this rejection. It's all my fault. Or maybe it was even ministered to them. It's all your fault. You're the one to blame. You belittle yourself and you hold the blame. The Bible says there's no guilt for those in Christ Jesus, no more. We're not to have any conscience of sins. We're to confess our sins. If you've committed sin, confess it, be forgiven, be cleansed, and remember, God says He remembers your sins and iniquities no more in Hebrews 8:12. Many times people will do the opposite. Instead of retaining the guilt, they'll transfer the guilt for what they did to another and pass the book and start being critical and negative against others. Don't be doing that. Other people will assume the guilt of others, that old martyr type spirit. Don't let that happen in you. Inferiority is another wrong reaction. Here where you begin to feel that I'm not as good as another, so you put yourself down. You compare yourself to another, and that's a mistake. You want to look at Jesus, not compare yourself to others. If so, you'll evaluate yourself either as better than them or inferior. And you'll feel that you're inadequate. And that, again, is because of feeling rejected, feeling not as good as someone else. Others will have insecurity fears. They feel like if they're not loved by those that love them, then they'll have insecurity, and it produces more fear, and they're afraid that people will not accept them. Hopelessness. Others get the place where they see no prospect to be in love. They react with utter hopelessness, and it brings discouragement, despair, and dejection, defeat, depression, and all these things. Well, God wants us to maintain hope. That is the anchor of your soul. Another wrong reaction is defensiveness. Hurt people react defensive. Sometimes they can react in a way of lashing out. They might be critical or judgmental. In fact, judgmentalism is simply a false protection. It invites retaliation from others. It really blinds your eyes to the real truth and maybe some of your own faults that you need to take to the Lord and deal with. Many times, judgmental people will even project their own faults to others and transfer blame. That's the old blame shifter. The blame shifter blames everybody else, but he doesn't deal with the problems of himself because he's been rejected. Distrust and disrespect is another area. People will disrespect and distrust people. That's the wrong reaction. We've got to maintain trust and respect for a person, even if we've been abused. If a person's abused us, we need to deal with that, bring that to light so that it is dealt with in the person's life. But we cannot get into an attitude of distrust and disrespect against that person. Hardness. Many people will have a hardness of heart. They really draw back and draw back into their own little shell. Now, if these things have happened in a person's life, oftentimes they'll make readjustments. A readjustment would be perfectionism. I've got to be perfect. I feel unaccepted and unappreciated, so I'm going to become perfect. If I just do something perfectly, then others will say that I accept you. I think you're great. They'll accept you. See, perfectionism is a hard taskmaster. It'll just drive you to do things, drive you to accomplish goals, and drive you to do all these things in order to be accepted because you're afraid you're going to be rejected. In fact, the perfectionist often gets full of pride and puffed up when he's complimented for his achievement, and perfect performance is a key to acceptance in the perfectionist life. Another wrong reaction is false compassion or false responsibility. the unloved person, he's desperate for relationships. So he gets this false compassion responsibility to help another and convinces him he can help. That's that old rescue spirit comes. And he goes out to minister to someone else, and he's really seeking to fulfill his own love needs. You know, some people do that. They do it with pets. Because they've been rejected, they'll have their pet as love for love and acceptance, and it even becomes an idol in their life. Another wrong reaction is material lust. The absence of love leaves a vacuum, and certainly if you aren't being fulfilled through love, you're gonna have lust for something. Lust for power, recognition, money, or sex, or something. Whether it's material lust, or sexual lust, or whatever. I'll tell you, lust is never satisfied. It does prove out that it's gonna be the thing that you want. In fact, it'll just demand more and more, and just lead you into the areas of sin in your life. Another wrong reaction is self-promotion. A readjustment is self-promotion. You know, here you are. Have you been rejected? And the devil just tries to get you to start thinking there's something good about you and promote yourself and exalt yourself so you feel good about you because others are rejected. So you got to do something. And this is where pride comes in. And that's not the way to deal with these problems. We don't want to think more highly than we ought. Another wrong readjustment, which is a common one, is suppression. And this is what a lot of people do. They will suppress the hurts and the wounds, the problems. They try to more or less put them under the rug, hope they'll go away, but they don't. They're still there, and they will resurface. They will cause you problems. It might not be in your consciousness right now, but it's like a spiritual infection in you. This is the activity of demonic activities, and it will cause you problems. Suppressed hurts in the soul, they can cause all kinds of ailments, not just physical problems, physical ailments, arthritis, ulcers, sickness, all kinds of problems. Another readjustment is people get into attention-getting devices. They might try to attract attention to them. And the guy might be the life of the party guy, you know, or people that are very talkative. They have to be very talkative in order to keep people's attention so that they're not rejected. Another one is control of others. Might try to control and manipulate others just to be able to be sure that you don't get rejected. Have you been rejected? Have you tried to readjust your life? If so, then the enemy has done a work and he has brought destruction. God wants you to get healed. You can get healed through making the decision to forgive, making the decision to look at your eyes on the Lord, not react out of self, be stabilized in God's love, and be delivered from the effects of this. If you need some ministry for hurts and wounds and rejection, give me a call, and I'll get together with you. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you.